Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, this is The Last Laugh. I'm Matt Wilstein from The Daily Beast, and before comedian W. Kamau Bell returns to the podcast next week, I want to share a little preview of our conversation with all of you. Kamau, who also hosts CNN's United Shades of America, is about to premiere his bombshell four-part documentary, We Need to Talk About Cosby, on Showtime this coming Sunday. So it was just really exciting to catch him at this moment right before a project that he has been secretly working on for years is going to finally be seen by the rest of the world. I asked him how he's feeling right now, and his answer revealed how big of a risk he still believes he is taking by exposing the heinous crimes of his childhood hero. So yeah, I mean, it's kind of a crazy moment for you. So how are you feeling?
I will give myself credit for this. I'm a big catastrophizer. If that's I learned from the movie Ghost Dog with Forrest Whitaker that you have to imagine your worst defeat. So I was prepared for it to be I understand that it's divisive just by nature, but also it's not. I don't think when you watch it, it is as divisive as you think it might be. But while it still holds a very strong viewpoint, I know the people who are the fiercest critics of it, I was always sure were people who were never going to watch it. So, you know, that's where I feel like I see a lot of people who love it and a lot of people who hate it, who I'm very clear haven't seen it.
Yeah. Well, as we're talking, very few people have gotten a chance to see it. So anyone sort of coming at you on social media has pretty much not seen it.
Yeah. And to be clear, you can watch it and hate it. I accept that. But it's just the idea that I was just always aware, right, from when we were working on this, that the people who hate it the most are the ones who are never going to watch it.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like you already are receiving some backlash because you've put out some, you know, tweets and you wrote an essay in Time Magazine kind of addressing some of the feedback that you've gotten. So what has that been like for you to already be getting some people sort of questioning why this film needs to exist?
I mean, it's funny. I mean, I think I was in the Time Magazine thing. It was like that, those thoughts were in my head, no matter if anybody had ever seen it. Like those were sort of like, just like to answer the question, why, one of my good friends who works on United Shades of America, comedian Dwayne Kennedy, we've been friends for years, he kept asking me while we were working on United Shades this season, why did you do this? Some of it was like, but he was actually like, you know, you're going to ask that question, so be prepared. So I've been thinking about that a lot because I think, to be honest, I was doing it before I even asked myself why. It just felt like what I was supposed to do. But yeah, I saw what Dream Hampton went through with Surviving R. Kelly. Which is not, and R. Kelly was nobody's hero. I mean, people loved his music, depending on who you are, but he wasn't a cultural icon, a multi-generational cultural icon for Black people. So, and they got death threats and had to shut down screening. So I was prepared for it. It just doesn't, you know, and also, you know, doesn't make it fun. I'm not that guy.
Yeah. Yeah. You wrote in the essay in Time that you worried that this could be the end of your career. Why were you sort of going down that road of something that it could be just, is that part of the catastrophizing?
I mean, yeah, to be fair, Matt, I'm still worried.
The worry has not gone away.
Yeah, I don't feel like I'm out of the woods yet. No, so I'm still like in a position of like, you know, you just, you know, again, it's not a superhero movie. So even if you love it, it doesn't mean that you're like, want to see more from that guy. I don't know. You know, like, I think it's just, I feel that I'm proud of the work overall, but I just knew that it was like, you know, Cosby is still a powerful figure in pop culture, even if he's not as powerful he was when he was on, when the Cosby Show was around. And people who even believe, like I believe, that he sexually assaulted and raped women sort of publicly want to be looked at as either on his side or neutral, you know? Or not like, or like I'm, so I just know it's like, it, you know, it may not be the best look to be seen with me. I don't know. Again, like, this is just like, you know, I'm also the Black guy who hung out with the Klan. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like the choices I make are not like, I should have been like Kevin Hart and chose hang out with Dwayne The Rock Johnson. That should have been my choice, but I didn't.
Yeah, that's not your style.
I mean, I would love to hang out with all of them, but this probably gets me further away from that, is all I'm saying.
So our conversation really only picked up steam from there, discussing Kamau's personal history with Bill Cosby, the Cosby Show cast members who did not want to appear in the documentary, and a lot more. So please make sure you are following The Last Laugh wherever you get your podcasts so you can hear our full conversation when it drops next Tuesday. And definitely check out the first episode of We Need to Talk About Cosby this Sunday night at 10 p.m. on Showtime. Have a great weekend and see you soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.